Hello everyone, my name is Inime Aguma. Welcome to another edition of Reef Ethics on Radio. Reef Ethics is a civic education and public enlightenment radio program brought to you by Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette-Yensen-Wike, for values reorientation and behavioral change among our citizens. Just before we begin today's episode, please spare a moment to listen to a special message for you from Her Excellency Justice Eberechi Suzette-Yensen-Wike. We'll be right back.
Our beloved people of River State, I bring you greetings on this third edition of Rivetics on Radio, the weekend show. I will continue to remind Rivers people that we are a special and unique people, even in our diversity. We must continuously think of ourselves as such and conduct ourselves as exemplary citizens of this great country. That is the essence of this weekly radio program, Rivetics on Radio, which is to serve as a constant reminder to us, especially our children and youths, that we are destined for great achievements in education, science, technology, commerce, agriculture, medicine, inventions, intellectual property, law, justice, clean environment, arts, culture, infrastructure, governance, peace, security, good neighborliness, peaceful coexistence, economic prosperity, you name it. We indeed can have it all, as greatness is a choice, and we have made that choice to remain a great people. Let's begin to have these positive conversations with and amongst ourselves. On education, for instance, River State emerged the fifth state nationwide in 2014 West African Senior Secondary Certificate Examination, WASC, and fourth in 2015. I commend our students for this good performance. I'm sure we all know, as it has become apparent, that we are headed for the first position. I don't see why not. Moreover, being a strong advocate of grit and determination, I equally commend all those facing the challenge of passing their O-levels for the good effort put in so far. I'm working with education experts to come up with helpful learning strategies we will share with you from time to time to ensure you all scale through. Do not despair. Success shall soon be yours. Through Rivetics on Radio, we are engaging Rivers people on leadership fundamentals aimed at building up the belief of our youths in our huge potentials. And may I repeat that we are a decent, courteous, and cultured people, strong in good manners and etiquette, and we are destined to achieve greatness both in Nigeria and globally. Today, we shall be listening to a very distinguished lady who has occupied several leadership positions in River State and is currently the country vice chair and national president of FIDA, the international organization of female lawyers that promotes the welfare of women and children. Honorable Mrs. Inime Aguma will bring a fresh perspective on the role parents need to play in establishing and fortifying these early leadership fundamentals and values of etiquette, good manners, and proper behavior in our young people. She will also throw light on the legal obligations placed on parents to ensure our children become responsible citizens and not victims of abuse or liabilities to society. Enjoy this episode, and never forget, let your manners always speak for you. God bless and keep you and yours, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the family, parenting skills, the responsibilities of parents and children, and how we're going to ensure the well-being of our children. A family is defined as a group of people who are related to each other, such as a father, a mother, and their children. It is a basic unit in society, traditionally consisting of two parents rearing their children. Now, what is the role of the family in the society? The family is the bedrock of society, as several families make up the community or society. In Africa, we believe very much in the extended family, and we also believe in keeping our families bigger than the usual units in the Western world. And so during this crucial time of moral decadence and loss of good etiquette and values, the family has to step up its action in the role they play in terms of inculcating good value skills to our children. We are all aware of all the vices that we witness in our society. The children that carry out these activities or the youths come from families. Families provide initial platform of socialization for children that shape their self-worth, attitudes, values, and behavior. The family should also provide a platform for accountability, where family members learn about rewards and consequences that come from following or disobeying formal and informal house rules. It is our belief that all of this should happen before our children step out into the world. Imagine where core values are taught at the family level. The society will be a better place to live in. Our children are the pipeline of our future, and we need to reorientate their thinking and values so that they can have good leadership skills to lead the River State of tomorrow. We can only do that by investing our time in our children. We can't do that by being away from the home. From the age of 3, your children begin to think, reason, and imbibe the way you behave. And that is why teaching them these skills at the family level is very, very important. For our society to develop in the way and manner that we expect it to, we must do much more than we're doing. For the family to be able to do this, parents have to have good parenting skills. Family units are headed by the father and the mother, like I said before, and they serve as role models to their children. It is the place of parents to teach their children good manners, kindness, and consideration to others. It is now common practice for parents to shirk their responsibility of inculcating good value skills and etiquette on their children to the school teachers. Parents live under the erroneous belief that the more fees they pay in school, the more manners their children should imbibe. But this is not true. Let's go for a short break.
Una mama and papa, confess so. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn am finish, anything he like make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When he come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband them go the cause. If your pikin begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big pass am, so cause fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when you're picking the duo. When I hear?
Now take eye come out when you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he could do now your own. If he bad, now you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, any time, oh. If he could do now your own, oh. If he bad, now you make him so.
Welcome back. Parents must teach their children good manners. They must impact on them good skills with which to relate to other people. We cannot throw this in the hands of the teachers in the schools, and we cannot measure this by the amount of school fees that we pay in the schools we send our children to. We must try to teach our children simple words and values. Indeed, they will go a long way in developing good and courteous citizens. Simple words like please excuse me, I am sorry, thank you are welcome. Greetings like good morning, good afternoon, please can I have a biscuit? These are examples we're given that should be taught at home. Parents should also have skills to inculcate good manners to their children. They should insist that the children request for permission before they take anything in the house. They should teach their children good table manners, including eating in consideration of others. Parents should also insist on times for studying and social activities. Parents should insist on bedtime and time to do house chores. We should not let our children to go on a ride of their own without any discipline in the home. Parents should also ensure that when their children are done with school, they come home. We've had reports of parents abandoning their children in school from 7:30 a.m. to 6 in the evening. What time do you spend with your children? To also exhibit good parenting skills, parents should try to eliminate gender roles in the house. I know that our socio-cultural society believes that it is the place of a girl to cook. It is the place of the boy to come home and eat. It is also the place of the girl to wash the plates. Well, we're saying that it shouldn't be so, because you make the boys shirk their responsibilities, you make the boys lose leadership skills that they should have imbibed, and you make the girls gain all of this. Yes, you might say good for the girls, but we want a balanced society where the girls and the boys will be equally responsible. Gender roles is said to be socially constructed role, behaviors, activities, and attributes that a given society considers appropriate for men and women. They are usually referenced in a pejorative sense as a catalyst for restriction of freedom of behavior and expression, or are used as a basis for discrimination. Most children learn to categorize themselves by gender from age 3. They learn these roles from their parents and environment. Children do exactly what they see at home. So parenting skills are very, very important. Eliminating gender roles in the house is absolutely important. In a home, like I said, there should be no specific role for the girl child or boy child. Irrespective of their sex, the children should be involved in all the activities in the home. The Western world has developed because irrespective of the sex of a child, the children are expected to participate actively in the chores at home. Now, if we're able to do that, we'll be able to ensure that we achieve the 50-50 agenda to step up gender parity, to close the gap. Because when we start from the home, to tell the children that, look, you're both equal and you can try your hands at anything, it builds their capacity to go into the world and do whatever meets them in the world, irrespective of their sex. As a girl child, I used to wash my father's car. He didn't leave it for just the boys. I washed his car as well. I cooked, my brothers cooked, and that is how it should be in every home. Let's go for a short break.
I catch you.
Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water with crocodile, they make fist. What you dey find? Palava, you go get up. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit on you. Oh no, you hear? No talks are not warn you.
Welcome back. I'll be talking about the responsibilities of parents and children. The responsibilities of parents and children is embodied in the Child Rights Act. I know when people talk about this, they think it's a social issue. It's also a legal issue, because the Child Rights Act specifies what the children's or the child's responsibility is, and also what the parent's responsibility is to their child. The responsibilities of a child are many, and you would not believe it. If you look at Section 19 of the Child's Rights Act, it says that a child should work towards the cohesion of his family and community. A child should respect his parents, superiors, and elders at all times and assist them in case of need. The Act further says that a child should serve the Federal Republic of Nigeria by placing his physical and intellectual abilities at the service of the nation. A child should contribute to the moral well-being of the society. A child should preserve and strengthen social and national solidarity. A child should preserve and strengthen the independence and integrity of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. A child should respect the ideals of democracy, freedom, equity, humaneness, honesty, and justice for all persons. A child should relate with other members of the society with different cultural values in the spirit of tolerance, dialogue, and consultation. A child should contribute to the best of his abilities at all times to the promotion of Nigeria, Africa, and the world. Legally speaking, the Child's Rights Act places all of these responsibilities on the child. And the question I'm going to ask, how will the child be able to develop skills to enable the child carry out this almost 10-point agenda as provided in the Child's Rights Act? If you go down to Section 20 of the law, it says that every parent and guardian has the duty to provide the necessary guidance, disciplines, education, and training for the child in his or her care, such as will equip the child to secure his assimilation, appreciation, and observance of the responsibilities set out in their act. Now, everything set out that I have read, it is the responsibility of the parents to ensure that the skills of the child are able to carry out those functions. And so, if you don't invest your time in your child, how does your child imbibe these skills? We must not leave it all. I keep emphasizing, because I've heard many young people say, I pay very big school fees, and so I expect the best from my child. Nobody is going to teach your child good manners. Nobody is going to teach your child how to interact with society. Nobody is going to teach your child how not to be a suicide bomber. Nobody is going to teach your child how not to join cults. It is you, the parents, that would have to do that. And so, I believe this program that is aimed at reorientating our thinking, that is aimed at enabling us impact values on our children, is very, very important. Let's go for a short break.
Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the bit you can and leave the other men alone.
Welcome back. Still on the Child's Rights Act, in its commencement section, it states that the best interest of a child must always be of paramount consideration in all actions. Section 2 goes further to state that a child should be given protection and care necessary for his well-being. So the Act recognizes the well-being of the child. The emphasis on the child is that they are our tomorrow. So if we're talking of values, if we're talking of ethics, it must begin from the family, from the home, from the time the child hears the first word in the home. If it's a home where foul language is used all the time, what do you expect of your child? Your child will only grow up believing that foul language is a thing of the day. So, as parents, we must be courteous. We must ensure that all the niceties associated with life in terms of communication, that we pass it on to our children. we must discipline ourselves to behave well. If in the home, the order of the day is to fight, your child will naturally be a very good fighter. If the order of the day is for your child to take anything from the house without your permission, your child will end up being a thief, because the child never asked you for permission to take things in the house. The child will feel that that is the way to go, and when he is with other people, he would have no consideration for them, and he will go for the things that do not belong to him. And so, we must ensure that we give our children the best. We see children on the streets every day, hawking, trading, and moving around, sometimes aimlessly when they are tired. And the Child Rights Act frowns at this. Sections 28, 29, and 30 expressly prohibit all forms of child labor, exploitative labor, buying, selling, or otherwise dealing in children for the purpose of hawking or using them to beg for alms. And we'll use this medium to appeal to our parents. Please keep our children off the streets, because when you expose them to the streets, they mix up with all manner of characters. And the child you sent to the street yesterday will not be the child that you will know tomorrow. They meet with drug dealers, they meet with thieves. Sometimes the girl child gets raped because she's hawking something for her mother. Please, let's keep them off the streets. And this is one section in the Child Rights Act that has a punitive measure if you go contrary to its provision. It says that any person who goes contrary to these provisions and deprives a child the opportunity of going to school commits an offense and is liable to conviction to imprisonment for a term of 10 years. Please, let's keep our children off the streets.
Show good example now. As a leader, you must try somehow. It's easy, so easy. Do what you want others to do. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding. Example is better than precept, they say. To make people obey, show them the way. You've got to make people believe you're sincere. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding.
Welcome back. We speak about the family, parenting skills, and the responsibilities of our children, because if our children are well brought up, society is the better for it. We would have less incidences of domestic violence, because when they are not well brought up and they go out into the world, honestly, they have no culture, they have no manners. Everything results in a fiasco or in violence. We would have reduced incidences of cultism. If your child is well cultured, if your child is confident, there is no reason why your child would want to belong to a group of persons that perpetrate violence in ways that the human mind cannot imagine. A normal child would not become a rapist. A normal child will not engage in armed robbery. And that is why we advise that parents should watch their children. Reduction of all these vices is in the hands of the family and not in the hands of the government or in the hands of the schools. Indeed, good parenting skills will ensure the eradication of these vices from our society.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. Infighting, intrigue. He's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you are the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother,
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this episode. To reach us after this program, please call 0902-917-7706 or 0808-917-7707. You can also join the conversation on Facebook at Reef Ethics and on Twitter at Reef Ethics. Until next week, remember to let your manners speak for you always. This program was brought to you by Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Yensonwike, wife of the Governor of Rivers State. I remain yours, Inime Aguma. Thank you very much.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.